It's good to be live. Abby here with you this afternoon, and I have the extreme pleasure to have not one but two guests in the studio with me for a very exciting event that's coming up on November 1st. Calvary Church is going to be hosting their annual men's breakfast, and this year the proceeds of this fundraiser is going to be going towards a group that you probably have heard of here on the radio over the last couple months, Battle Initiative. So I have Andrew with Battle Initiative with me and Pastor Craig from Calvary with me today. Good day, guys.
Hey, Abby, how are you doing? Good to be here. Yeah.
So good. Good to have you guys. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing really well. We're excited about the upcoming event and what we can do.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening on November 1st?
So November 1st, we're running a men's breakfast as a fundraiser to give back into community. This year, we want to sponsor with our fundraising Battle Initiative.
Now, this is an annual men's breakfast that Calvary normally puts on. Why do you think an event like this is so important for the men of Townsville?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, but probably one of the main reasons is we want to give men an opportunity to bring a friend of theirs who haven't had the experience of coming to know Christ yet, but come into a church building in a friendly atmosphere.
Yeah.
And have a great morning. It is a great morning. Guys go home with meat sweats. That's how much meat we eat.
That's so true.
It's fantastic. So Mill would come in and smoke up a whole heap of meat for us for the breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
And it's an amazing breakfast. So not have one person ever leave hungry. It's about getting your friends into a church venue where you just move the needle on their experience and what their expectations are as well. So it just helps guys evangelize their friends and their community. And secondly, we just want to give something back into the community as well as a church because we're called to reach our community.
I love that. It actually is really interesting because we ran Shining Stars and it's all about highlighting those that do for the community. And one of the things I often say is, I just think it's like a drop in the ocean of all of the amazing churches and groups that do so much for the community. Yeah. And I think this is another great initiative to highlight of what you guys are doing for the men in the community. But I think we all know that that is like a ripple effect to their families as well. So,
yeah. How you impact men impacts families because you impact a husband, you impact a family. So it's fantastic. Like last couple of years, we've raised $20,000 to be able to give to a local community to have an effect on what they're doing.
Yep.
So we feel that it's a privilege to be able to do that. So we're excited about
it. Yeah, sounds good. Now, I want to get into who it is that you are going to be giving the proceeds to this year, the group that you guys are sponsoring. Before I do that, though, other than the meat sweats, what can men that go to this breakfast expect to be a part of on the breakfast morning?
Well, it's very important to reach a man's stomach first. You should know that, Abby.
Absolutely. I definitely do.
So that's important. But really what we also want to do, the whole impetus of, apart from the fundraising, is we get special guests in to deal with men's mental health. Mental health is a big issue in our society today.
Yeah.
And whatever we can do to help men in that area of life is fantastic. We'll also be talking about men's physical health, men's cancers and those sorts of things, and the need to make sure every man goes to the doctors at least once a year and get a trend line started with their doctor from their bloods and everything, so that otherwise a doctor can't tell what's really wrong with a person.
Yeah.
If you get a trend line over a number of years, any spikes or dips, there's an issue. So we want to encourage men about that. We want to talk into men's cancers. We've also got another guy who he's alive miraculously. He's got an amazing testimony, has survived cancer twice. The last one was inoperable, he was told.
Wow.
And God just moves sovereignly. He's got an amazing testimony to share with all the guys as well.
Yeah.
So it's not a death sentence necessarily when you've got faith. I think it's good if guys can bring friends from community to hear things like that. I don't have to stand alone. There is a community that I can stand with who will stand with me.
Yep.
All those impacts. So we want to impact the whole man in every way.
You may have actually just answered this, but was wondering why you personally would want to invite men to be a part of this breakfast.
One, because they're going to have a fun time. We know they're going to have a great time. That's the whole idea of the event.
Yeah.
The guys do have fun, can relate to other guys and see that they're not alone, number one, because men tend to isolate.
Yeah.
So anything we can do to break down that barrier is fantastic. Yeah. Have a great feed, really get encouraged about their physical responsibilities for our own lives as well. Because no father wants to leave behind a wife and kids because they haven't been diligent in going to the doctors.
Yeah. Yep.
So we just want to encourage men in doing that. We as a church are happy to run this event.
You did mention this before, but every year you essentially pick an organization to back financially. So the proceeds of this event go towards both the catering and then the rest of it goes towards the group that you're sponsoring.
Correct.
This year, the group that you're sponsoring is the Battle Initiative. And Andrew, I want to chat with you here in just a moment. But first, why did you guys decide to choose Battle Initiative as the group that you're backing this year?
Well, this year we wanted to switch to Battle Initiative because they deal with the whole man as well and really ties into what we believe as a church, and I'm sure the wider church community believe in. They actually deal with helping the whole man,
yeah,
apart from suicide, showing that there is hope in Christ, there is restoration, a man can get his life back when he's after facing trauma,
yep,
whether that be from defense force or first responders. I personally have my cousin's husband is a retired first responder, and he's a mess.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have something like Battle Initiative to help him. So it aligns with us as a church.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Now, Andrew, I know that we had the chance to chat a couple months ago about who the Battle Initiative is and what you guys do for the community. But for those that might have missed it, can you just chat a little bit about who you guys are and what exactly it is that you guys do?
Oh yeah, definitely. Firstly, very thankful for Calvary and Pastor Craig and for being here today. Who's the Battle Initiative? Like, we are peers of service, active or ex-service personnel from the military or first responder community.
Yeah.
And we're spouses as well. That's really the crux of who we are, but we are more than that as well. Like, we are the community, because realistically, like, the community comes together and when we do things like this, just like Calvary's come together and we've joined in this effort here.
Yeah.
Live FM have been very supportive as well. Like, so we know as a whole, we are the community.
Yeah.
And that's the way that we like to communicate that. And we want to support our nation's warriors, those people that hold the line in certain areas in our nation.
Yeah.
Where these people do see, you know, and experience and encounter some of the worst things that, you know, and they do that out of service, out of heart, in a lot of ways, you know, they get paid for that, but they volunteer to be there.
Yeah.
You know, they put themselves forward for that. And yes, some and most will walk away with some, you know, some scars from that. But what we get to do is show them that there is hope, and there is a way of living that you don't have to be bound by those things. You can actually be free, and what was made for evil can be used for good.
Yeah.
Right? Which we know we have faith in Christ for wholeheartedly.
I know I touched on this earlier, but I just kind of feel like reiterating the importance of, even in what you guys do, right? This is a men's breakfast, but it's not just men that are first responders or have served.
No.
And the ripple effect that it has to be able to support the leaders in the home.
Yes.
And how that affects the, and I know we've chatted before about, you know, breaking generational things and letting mental health issues and addictions end, you know, with the leaders in the home. But I think just reiterating, so that we don't have this tainted view that this is only for one group of people, but this really is helping not just an entire community, but that's families, right, as
families,
well.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's one thing that Calvary making this commitment and this stand shows that.
Yeah.
You know, like, we, you know, as believers in Christ, we believe that men should lead the way.
Yes.
You know, and that means as a whole, you know, committing to giving and blessing an organization like the Battle Initiative, it does. It's not just isolated too. And I know in the past it hasn't, that Calvary's never been isolated in that way.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be. We should be collectively leading this way. And when men get the opportunity to get together and have some fun, we also get to know, okay, we're gonna lead the way here in our families. And that's something that is, you know,
I think the reality too with Defence for Services, ex or serving members, plus all your first responders, it is men and women.
Yeah.
It's a men's breakfast because we just want to get guys together,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than just having a family breakfast, it's a men's breakfast who can get together, do something, have an impact.
That's right.
Yes.
Be encouraged while they're doing it and be equipped while they're doing it. So we just see it using the men's group to have impact within community.
One of the things that we often talk about with some of the groups that are a part of Shining Stars, like the Men's Shed, is one of the ones I was thinking of, is it's not as easy for men to often talk about their struggles. And so to create a space where they can come together with like-minded people to express that, to chat about it, to uplift each other and encourage one another, I think there's something so important in having that.
when women get together, they don't have a problem about opening up and sharing everything about what's going on in their world, their marriage, their life.
Yeah.
And that's what it is what it is.
Yep.
But for guys, I don't think we can do that and can encourage them to open up. It's amazing how many guys will leave our breakfast feeling so encouraged and thinking, hey, I'm not alone. Because of the nature of men to isolate, anything we can do to break that barrier down where guys start to realize, hey, I'm not the only one going through this stuff.
Yeah.
And they can actually start to talk to one another and see a group, you know, that we do a big auction at the end as well. We get businesses donating different items that we can auction off.
Yeah.
But they see what we're doing it for and yeah. that they can believe in and yeah. be a part of.
That's right. Think it's so good and so important. Now, Andrew, how will the funds raised at this breakfast continue to help support the work that Battle Initiative does?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be big. It's going to be great. You know, yeah. like all our funds, like we are a volunteer-led organization. All our funds will go towards our programs. So our programs, in particular our legacy program, where all money that's raised goes to flying people from across the country to get to where the program's being held. We try and meet every need, that physical need that we can.
Yep.
So that people don't have that obstacle there. So fundraising like this is going to help continue that momentum in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And our vision is to save lives. And that's a part of that, you
yeah.
know, getting somebody to a program. We see that. And I mean, we have from the last program, we've had a lot of testimonies come through in regards to that. And so, yeah, well, like we know, everything needs to be resourced. This is going to be a massive blessing for that. And it is achieving very you know, we have very similar visions in that space. So we're just more than thankful in yeah. this respect, to be honest.
Can I just add something
yeah.
to that? With Battle Initiative, if they can save one life from suiciding because of their trauma,
yeah.
whether it's a first responder or service personnel, is every cent's worth it.
Yeah.
So that's what it goes towards. It's not just about running a program. It is
yeah.
literally about saving lives,
yeah.
Yeah.
helping guys and women walk out
that's
of their
right.
trauma to see that there is a hope. Our hope is Christ, right?
Yeah.
He is our hope is anchored behind the veil, the Bible says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if we can help men or women find that place
yeah.
where there is a hope, they don't have to live in that trauma every day of their life and
yep.
can walk out of it, I think every penny raised to go to an organization that's helping men and women do that
yeah.
is worthwhile.
When you're in something that seems hard, it's really hard to lift your eyes
yeah.
on God or whatever it is that's going to help bring that hope.
Yeah.
And so having initiatives like this, a men's breakfast, an organization that really helps you be able to do that, so important.
Yeah. And I think that's where we align well and we're happy to give to Battle Initiative because as a church, and there'd be any church that's in Townsville and around the world, our whole goal is to save lives
yeah.
physically, spiritually, and emotionally.
Yeah.
And so to be able to give it to a community initiative like Battle Initiative, who have the same goals, it's a good alignment.
Yeah. So good. Now, Andrew, I know I asked Pastor Craig this a little bit, but I have the same question for you. What's one thing that you really hope men walk away with from this event?
I think there's been a really good trend here is what we've heard is that men know they're not alone,
yeah.
you know, in community. And they know that there is hope and that people, what I mean by that is they're not fighting alone. They don't need to fight alone. You know, one thing we say in the Battle Initiative on our programs is we don't send soldiers out by themselves,
mm-hmm.
like at all.
Yeah.
We don't send policemen out, policewomen out. We don't send our first responders out by themselves. So we should never be fighting alone.
Mm.
And there are places in community, just like Calvary, there are community groups out there in churches where you will not have to fight alone and
yeah.
people will fight alongside you. And that really is the message that I hope people walk away with,
yeah.
That they can come into a place and go, okay, I don't have to do this alone.
Yeah.
And this wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be coming into
yeah.
a church, you know, like I think some people do think that, but men are men and we're all very much the same in some, apart from some of us have different beliefs. But once we figure that, well, in a place like this, on an event like this, it shows that, that there's strength in being together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come along. come be a part of it. Come and see what we're doing, and we're all doing it together. We may be hosting it, but we're all doing it together for community, yeah, in community. So we'd invite the community to come along. You don't have to be a churchgoer to come if you believe in what we're doing, yeah, and helping raise funds for Battle Initiative. And if and for all the Christian guys out there, it's a great opportunity for you to bring a mate to an event,
yeah, yeah,
in our church building where everyone's, hey, we're all just normal.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And here's your opportunity to bring a friend and just wind that clock around to they, for them to start to experience church in normality.
Yep.
What I encourage guys to do, and we do this with our men at church as well, buy a ticket for a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell them, here's your ticket. You know, guys, when they don't have to pay for it, they'll come.
Yeah.
Because you've committed them to it in a nice way, knowing that they're going to enjoy this event. They're going to have a great feed. They're going to be encouraged, walked out, empowered with hope.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think when we say meat sweats, you know, men, we should turn up for that. That's, you know, we got smoked meat coming down.
Come on.
And I mean, that is one of the best reasons to be in the place, you know, and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Where can we go so to get our tickets for the breakfast?
Okay. The best way, if you want to register for the tickets and find out about it, you go to calv.ch/TSV men. Let me spell it out for you. calv.ch/TSVMEN. And that'll take you straight to the registration page with information on that page as well.
Yeah, this is happening on November 1st, starting at 8 a.m. at Calvary Church. That's 569 Bayswater Road.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate having you here. And I'm excited to see how the event turns out.
Thank you, Abby. Thanks for having us.